The Omaha Chamber Music Society will be wrapping up their 2025 summer concert series on June 29th. The final concert of this year's series celebrates the life and work of American novelist Willa Cather. The performance is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m.
And it's a chance for, not exclusively, but a lot of the players that are in the symphony and other professionals in the area to get together, play great chamber music.
This year marks the 25th anniversary of the Omaha Chamber Music Society. The summer concert series originally debuted in 2001. The yearly concert series has since become a fixture in Omaha's summer art scene.
Whatever people want to bring to it, they can come in shorts and flip-flop, or they can make an afternoon of it and come after a nice lunch or something like that, all dressed up for Sunday. But we really want people there however they want to show up.
Principal flutist of the Omaha Chamber Music Society, Maria Harding, will be performing in the final 2025 Summer Concert Series performance. She will be accompanied by fellow flutist Amy Tiemann, clarinetist Madison Freed, pianist Christy Zuniga, and narrator Katrina Narain, host of Nocturnes at KVNO. The concert, titled Tribute to Willa Cather, features a dance performance and live painting alongside the musical performance.
I tried to not put too many things happening at once on stage because I didn't want one art to detract from another. But in, I think, every case, there is either a narrator that precedes it. There's a dancer that will be performing with the two solo flute pieces. My collaborator, Christina Norwich, is going to be on stage painting for, I think, two or three of the pieces. But by choice and by design, she decided not to be painting for the entire time, just to not take away from other things that are going on stage. So I really look forward to kind of seeing how it all fits together.
The concert features musical selections inspired by nature. Harding's tribute to novelist Willa Cather explores themes of femininity and the impact Cather's writing had on her.
It wasn't meant to be exclusively women performing, but the roster is all women performers, including the painter, the narrator, the dancer. The core of my femininity is my mother and my relationship to her, and she was a beautiful soprano, and so this is kind of my way of connecting to her and to our shared femininity by being the soprano through my flute.
The Omaha Music Chamber Society's performance of Tribute to Willa Cather will take place at the Omaha Conservatory of Music at 7023 Cass Street. For more information about the concert, you can visit omahachambermusic.org.
I think I really want people to know that this concert is theirs, that as a performer, I don't have any expectations for how they dress or whether they are familiar with the composers or whether they've read Willa Cather or done any kind of, you know, pre-research. I just want them to come and experience it. And maybe this multidisciplinary approach will allow them to hear it differently and just take that with them to go exploring on their own.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.